Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Easter to you all. Even though we can't be together, it's good that we can be together in spirit on this Easter day, a great day. Now, I did say last week I promised you a special guest, and here he is. Good morning, Diggory.
Happy Easter.
It's lovely to see you. Happy Easter to you. What do you like most about Easter, Diggory?
I like sleeping.
Yeah, well, I'm sure a lot of people like sleeping, and I'm sure a lot of people are getting more sleep than usual at this moment. Okay,
I'm not.
No, I'm sure you're not. Anyway, do you have a particular Easter message that you'd like to give to everyone?
Yes.
Okay, off you go then.
A special message to the children. And to the puppet team. I like you all. Happy Easter.
And would you like to say a happy Easter to everyone, not just the children and the puppet team? I'm sure you can do that. Okay, off you go.
Happy Easter, everyone. It's a great day. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Diggory. Right, would you like to now go off and do whatever you are doing?
Can I go to sleep?
Yes, you can go to sleep. Okay, so good night. And thank you for coming today. And we're going to get on with our Easter service, okay?
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That's lovely to see you.
Well, I wasn't expecting that guest, but anyway,
there we are. Happy Easter. If you're using the sheet before you, please use the words in the dark type, and I will use the words in the light type. If you want to pause at this point and go and get yourself some bread and wine or juice, because we will be sharing communion as it's Easter Day. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. We hear these words from the first letter of Peter. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We sing our Easter hymn, Thine Be the Glory. Now, let us pray. Glory to you, O God, you raised Jesus from the grave, bringing us victory over death and giving us eternal life. Glory to you, O Christ. For us and for our salvation, you overcame death and opened the gate to everlasting life. Glory to you, Holy Spirit. You lead us into the truth and breathe new life into us. Glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. If we have fallen into despair, Lord, forgive us. If we have failed to hope in you, Lord, forgive us. If we've been fearful of death, Lord, forgive us. If we have forgotten the victory of Christ, Lord, forgive us. May the living God raise you from despair, give you victory over sin, and set you free in Christ. Amen. Well, now Mike's going to come and bring us our Easter reading, taken from Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. So, Mike, I hand over to you now.
And there we can read. Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. Behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from the sky and came and rolled away the stone from the door and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. The angel answered the women, Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen just like he said. Come see the place where the Lord was lying. Go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead, and behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. They departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring the disciples word. As they went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, rejoice. They came and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers that they should go into Galilee, and there they will see me. Now while they were going, some of the guards came into the city and told the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave a large amount of silver to the soldiers, saying, say that his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. If this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and make you free of worry. So they took the money and did as they were told. This saying has spread abroad among the Jews and continues until this day. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Afraid, yet filled with joy. On the morning of the 27th of August, 1883, there was a massive explosion, the biggest ever recorded. The island of Krakatoa in Indonesia had exploded with such force that the sound was heard 3,000 miles away. Molten lava shot up 17 miles into the air. Surrounding forests became buried under ash. And up to 150 miles away, the sky went dark, and a tidal wave was set off that struck land 8,000 miles away. Now, the volcanic eruption at Krakatoa is the nearest I can get to the spiritual explosion that happened when our Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. The difference between the two events is whereas Krakatoa was destroyed by that explosion, Easter caused the greatest shockwave of hope across the world, and the tidal wave of hope is still being felt across the world today. The resurrection of Jesus changes everything. Talking of shockwaves, we read in verse 8, so the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy. Something amazing had happened, yet fear gripped them. Apart from anything else, there had been two earthquakes within 36 hours, one at the time Jesus died, and one when he was raised from death. Now at his resurrection, the physical world was not only shaken, but the world of the dead was shaken. Death was defeated. The resurrection of Jesus changes everything. Now think of all the precautions Jesus' enemies had taken to make sure he stayed in the grave. The tomb was secured with a massive stone. A Roman guard was posted, and the tomb was sealed. But none of that could stop Jesus. Matthew tells us that an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled back the stone and sat on it. The way was open not for Jesus to come out, but for the women to go into the tomb and see the evidence of the risen Lord. What we learn here is that when the women hurried away from the tomb, they were totally bewildered, staggering under the news that Jesus, whom they'd seen crucified and buried, was now alive, risen from the dead. The song says, What a difference a day makes. 24 little hours. Well, 24 hours earlier on the Saturday, when everyone woke from the events of Good Friday. There were some celebrating that they'd finally got rid of this troublesome teacher, this preacher from Galilee. And his disciples were scattered. They thought the Jesus movement was all over. Yet 24 hours later, on that Sunday morning, the angel of the Lord converted a tomb into a pulpit and declared, "He is not here. He has risen, just as he said." Today, all over the world, Christians from vastly different cultures and languages will be celebrating this one unchangeable fact. Jesus is alive. Now, we may well be celebrating without being able to be together. It may be the strangest Easter that we ever have. And it may never happen again in any of our lifetimes. But what matters is this: we are celebrating the risen Lord. Now, the good news of Jesus' resurrection may have started small, with just those two women at the tomb, a seemingly insignificant group in an insignificant place. But that news has spread throughout the world like a tidal wave. And even though many choose to ignore this news, one day they will not be able to ignore our coming Saviour, King Jesus. You know, in Matthew's Gospel, we have the two Marys who were last to leave the cross, and they were there first to arrive at the tomb. Isidore of Seville, a 7th century church father, comments on the two Marys when he wrote, "As a woman, Eve was first to taste death, so a woman, Mary Magdalene, was first to taste life. As a woman was prescient in the fall, so a woman was prescient in the beholding of the dawning of redemption, thus reversing the curse upon Eve." The women went to pay their last tribute to their dead leader and did not expect to encounter an angel of the Lord who said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said." For the two Marys, theirs was the greatest reward. But with that news, it says in Matthew's Gospel, they were afraid, yet filled with joy. Mixed emotions. And we know what that feels like, don't we? To have mixed emotions. Well, the two women ran to tell the disciples. But as they went, Jesus meets them. And it's only in Matthew's Gospel that we have this encounter. Only Matthew tells us of Jesus' appearance to the women at this point. And as Jesus greets them, they clasped his feet and worshipped him. They could see that Jesus was not just a great teacher and remarkable healer. He was, in fact, divine. God among us, who had defeated death and opened the gates of heaven. And the word Jesus uses to greet them in the NIV says, "Greetings." It was a normal greeting, but as Mike read to us, the literal meaning is rejoice. And what a day to rejoice, Easter Day. The person who meets with the risen Lord will live forever with the joy of that greeting ringing in their hearts, the joy of his presence in their lives. Why is it that some don't have that Easter joy? Well, another of the church fathers wrote, "To behold the resurrection the stone must first be rolled away from our hearts. So I wonder this morning, you who are watching this, is your heart still closed to the resurrected Christ? Is a stone of grief or a stone of shame, a stone of depression or a stone of sickness blocking your heart from experiencing the joy of that first Easter day? Maybe you've tuned in simply because it's Easter and you heard there was a service online. Maybe you come regularly to Beaufort Church and you are sad that we can't be together on this Easter day. Whatever your reason for watching this, maybe like the women this morning, maybe you're afraid to jump in to this good news with both feet. You'd love to have that joy, that Easter joy. Well, you can. First of all, start by telling Jesus that you believe in him. And then rejoice that Jesus is alive right now. You see, the resurrection of Jesus changes everything. I wonder, has it changed you? If so, rejoice. If not, then pray and ask the risen Lord to bring that rejoicing into your hearts this Easter day. Let's pray. Gracious God, you know our hearts. You know for those for whom a stone is still across them, blocking that Easter joy. Lord, send your powerful angels to unroll that stone across our hearts, that we might be able to enter into the joy of Easter, the joy of resurrection, knowing that we belong to you, that we will live forever because of you. And Lord, for those of us who've already experienced that Easter joy, may that joy continue to be ours, now and always. Amen. We're now going to have our prayers of intercession, and they're going to be very simple prayers, but I'm going to use a chant from the Iona community, and it goes like this. And each time I pause, then we'll sing, and you sing with me if you wish. The Iona chant says, through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. Let's try that together. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. Let us pray. We pray for those who mourn. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. For those who see, who do not understand. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. For those who are anxious and afraid. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. For those who are beginning to believe. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. For those for whom resurrection is a fragile hope. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. For those who want to cling on to the past. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. For those who share the good news in the face of doubt, scorn, and apathy. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. And we pray for those who rejoice, who know your resurrection hope. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. And we say the prayer which Jesus himself taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We now sing our song before communion. Everyone needs compassion. We now do something which is going to be a bit strange because we're not together, but we are going to share the peace. Even though we cannot greet one another personally, we'll share the peace with those around us if we can. And if we're alone, know that you are held within the peace of the church family. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." The peace of the risen Christ be always with you, and also with you. Alleluia. Let's share with one another a sign of peace. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Blessing and honour, glory and power are rightly yours, all gracious God. By your creative word, you brought the world into birth. In your generous love, you made the human family, that we might see your glory and live forever in your presence. We praise you, risen Lord Jesus. When we wandered from you in our sin, You sought us with your steadfast love and did not give up on us. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son to be our Saviour and Deliverer. Being fully human, he lived our life and died our death upon the cross. Yet death could not hold him, for your love is stronger than death. We praise you, risen Lord Jesus. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we bless and praise your glorious name, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed indeed is the Lord Jesus Christ, who at supper with his friends took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them and said, Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper had ended, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them and said, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for everyone, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Father, we celebrate this Passover of gladness. For as in Adam we die, so in Christ we shall be made alive. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. Now send your Holy Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Gather us, who share this feast, into the kingdom of your glory, that with all your people in every time and place, we may praise and worship you forever. This we pray through Jesus Christ, our risen Saviour, in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the love of God our Father, to whom we give praise and glory forever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. We meet the risen Christ in the breaking of bread. Draw near with faith. The body of Christ, broken for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. God of our salvation, we thank you for our communion with the risen Christ, and with all who love him in earth and heaven. We pray that, strengthened by his grace, we may serve you faithfully all our days, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. We sing our closing hymn for Easter. Jesus Christ is risen today. Hallelujah. And so now we close in prayer. Let us pray. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this Easter time and forevermore. Amen. Alleluia. Go in joy and peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Alleluia. Happy Easter to you all. May the Lord bless you now and always. Amen.